To the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Of all the seasons of the church year, Easter especially is a time when God's Word holds nothing but good news for Christians. Our worship during this time is much more than just a tradition or a formality. The resurrection of Christ from the dead carries a tremendous and immediate meaning for our everyday lives. It should be as familiar to you as your cell phone or your car keys, and used more often. Through the Easter message, God wants to inject an element of certainty, a sureness, into our lives. Over the next three addresses, we'll consider three important things that Easter makes us modern-day Christians sure about. Our first text is from the Gospel of John chapter 2, beginning with the 8th verse, and it shows us conclusively that there is joy in being sure that Jesus is true God. So the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign do you show us since you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews said, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the Scripture and the word which Jesus has said. This is the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the first fruits from the dead. Dear friends in Christ, the Jewish leaders were furious with Jesus. He had just finished kicking all the merchants out of the temple, calling them thieves and tipping over their tables. "Who do you think that you are?" they asked him. "What sign do you show us since you do these things?" "Do you want to know who I am?" Jesus replied. "All right, I'll show you. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." At the moment they were standing under the arches of the magnificent second temple in Jerusalem, a building that had taken 46 years to construct. So the Jews thought this reply was just nonsense. It didn't prove anything. Not even Jesus' own disciples could figure out quite what he was talking about. Not yet, anyway. But on Easter Sunday, Jesus solved the riddle. It was the temple of his body he'd been speaking of. At the hands of the Jews, that body had been destroyed. 3 days later, though, Jesus came back from the dead, just as he'd predicted. It was the ultimate miracle. It was the ultimate proof of who Jesus really was, not just a pious rabbi or a learned teacher, but Almighty God himself. The disciples remembered, and they believed the Scripture and the word which Jesus had said. It happened 2,000 years ago, but it may as well have been 2 hours ago. Rather than Peter and John, it may as well have been you and I who stooped down to look into that tomb in the rock and found it empty. Because facts don't change. After 2 hours or 2,000 years, the facts are the same. The resurrection can leave no doubt at all in our minds about the identity of the man from Nazareth. Here is our proof that he was who he said he was all along. Easter is the joy of being sure that Jesus is true God. I don't have to tell you that life these days holds a lot of uncertainties. A serious health crisis has impacted our world, our nation, and our community. Will it get better or worse? Will it strike me or a loved one? I don't know. Will the economy ever recover? Can it recover from such an unprecedented blow? Even economists can't say for sure. Will there be graduation in May? Who knows? Will ILC be able to open in time in the fall? Not even that is certain. What unexpected personal challenges are going to arise in your life between now and the next Easter season we celebrate here at ILC? We really can't say. But there is one thing at least that we know for sure. One fact we can state with absolute certainty: Jesus is true God. The empty tomb, the eyewitnesses, and most of all, the holy scriptures of God all prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. So let the liberal theologians of our day argue about the so-called identity of Jesus, whatever that means, and whether or not he really performed any miracles, and whether or not he really rose from the dead. What a waste of time, because facts are facts. And the fact is that over 500 eyewitnesses saw Jesus alive in the flesh after his resurrection. For them and for us, there can be only one conclusion. Jesus wasn't just a good man, and he was far more than just a fine moral teacher. Easter gives us the joy of knowing for sure that Jesus was then and is now nothing less than our God. Jesus is the creator of the universe, without whom nothing was made that was made. But even more important than that, he is your Redeemer, the seed of the woman promised to Adam and Eve, the blessing promised to faithful Abraham that would in turn bless all families of the earth. The Lamb of God, identified by John the Baptist, the Lamb who would take away the sins of the world, who with the blood he shed on Calvary's cross would take away all your sins and all of mine. This certainty brings joy to our hearts as we sing with the hymnist, "Be of good cheer, for God's own Son forgives all sins which thou hast done. Thou art justified by Jesus' blood. Thy baptism grants the highest good. If thou be sick, if death draw near, this truth thy troubled heart can cheer. Christ Jesus saves my soul from death. That is the firmest ground of faith." So in this season of the resurrection, be of good cheer. For truly, there is great joy in being sure that Jesus is true God, and that Jesus is your God. Amen. We conclude our chapel devotion this morning with hymn 341 from the Lutheran hymnal.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the virgin son, the God incarnate born, whose arms those crimson trophies won, which now his brow adorn. Fruit of the mystic rose, as of that rose the stem, the root whence mercy ever flows, the Babe of Bethlehem. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his wandering eye at mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave, and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Crown him the Lord of heaven, enthroned in worlds above, crown him the King. Lord's name of love, crown him with many crowns, as thrones before him.